A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Wednesday morning. Man, talk about some shock and awe when I was just now looking at some sports scores with the Braves, the Atlanta Braves. We pull for them. Watched some of that game last night, and I think when I last saw the score, I thought that they were looking like things were going to be going good, but looks like that didn't happen, and the Cardinals won. So, yeah, I think I fell asleep a little early on, and didn't stay up and watch the rest of the game. So, it's always kind of fascinating how, you know, you make the assumption what you. All is well and everything's going to finish out just right, but apparently not. So anyway, yeah, I think that's sometimes too how we could possibly even look at things in general. There's the assumption that stuff's going to be okay and maybe it doesn't always work out that way. And then there's, you know, just the other end of it. You know, speaking of which I know there's probably, I think, the majority of people right now are somewhat concerned with the economy and the way things are going as far as, you know, the stock market and kind of how that is going through some turbulence, if you will. And, you know, I think back even like to in my lifetime to where there were many uncertainties and maybe not as monumental as some individuals for financially speaking, but you know, for us, I can speak for those instances where things kind of seemed in an upheaval economically. We were still able to get through and maintain and you know, just I think for some instance, it's almost like that people can gravitate towards the negative of that, you know. I guess I'm just of the different mindset that things get harder. That means that you've got to maybe push through a little bit more. And I know that's probably sometimes even frowned upon, but I think the endurance, you know, to endure the times and things in which you face. I'm not saying that that's always done in a victorious mode or brave heart, right? Brave heart mode. But, you know, I think there's also a lot that can be learned while you're going through, you know, even from financially some difficulties there. I think simplistically, you maybe even attain some type of, you know, point to where you say that the simpler things of life, just, you know, not so much overwhelmed or bombarded with what has become essential. You know, we've kind of mandated certain luxuries of life to be essential. you know, you got to have TV, you got to have this, you got to have that. And that's not always the case. Yeah, you can actually do pretty good with just a book and maybe a pencil and paper, write down some thoughts. I don't know, maybe just a little bit of wondering there, a little bit. But yeah, just I think what's happened with our, I'm speaking specifically for where I'm located here in the West and the America, and we've become obese on our luxuries, to say the least. And I think that's a point where we're at, and you know that can be impacted when hard times hit. When there's been just the norm of, you know, everything is accessible, and therefore, you know, there's no effort needed to get what's there. And, you know, ultimately, I think for those who get into some mindset to where they're overcome by the wiles and the schemes of this world, you know, you can't lose sight of what Christ has provided. Again, what's been done on our behalf, so therefore we share in a hope that's not temporal. It's not squelched by the economic or, you know, cultural differences or whatever is on top of TV right now, as far as like news wise, you know. Our relationship with God through Christ is established, and therefore is not faltering or failing like maybe some people's 401ks are right now. You know, there's eternal security found in the love of God through Christ. And so I think, you know, that's what, again, I think that gives us the endurance. I think that what grounds us in those moments where maybe everything else is kind of unstable. You know, there's a lot of things that can occur in life. So going back to like the Braves game last night that I thought for certain, you know, had a thinking that, yeah, well, they're up, maybe they'll just pull it through. You know, and there's things in life that are unstable, but again, I think the reality and the foundational element for a believer that has hope in Christ is that, you know, all these other things can occur, but it doesn't detract or take away the relationship that we share in. So we can be hopeful in the times where it's difficult. There can be a smile on our face, even if the money flow is not what it once was. You know, money's not what actually brings us any fulfillment anyway. We have to have it to pay the bills, of course. And it's a necessity as far as like when we use it to do things. But as far as like how that has bearing on, again, our eternal security is irrelevant. And so God gives us wisdom in those moments to help decipher what's more important. And we look at it in a way that he gives us the direction to kind of move forward in. So just maybe some words of encouragement. I've thought about that recently with things that are going on in our world right now, and especially here at home where, you know, I think the mammoth, if you will, of that's strolling through everybody's news feed or however that's directed towards you can kind of incite some, you know, reservations and things in which that can cause some maybe worry or concern. But continue to hold fast and to God's grace and his mercy for our lives. And so therefore we are able, again, the reminder is that we can endure with his provision. Just thought I'd share that before we jump in. So we're going to move back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this in verse 50. Now I say this, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then we will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. And somewhat similar to what I just said, I think that the reminder for us all is as we labor together, as we live this life and our hair gets seasoned with gray. My wife often reminds me of that with my hair. Used to be a lot darker, but now I guess more wisdom is flowing. Yeah, more wisdom, right? And so as we grow, not only in our age and our faith, and as we walk with the Lord, we maybe are not as quick to react off of emotions or frustration as once we probably did at a younger age. Maybe even at a younger age, we did filter out things because we all are different. So the progression in which we have kind of come to that logic of processing each circumstance or situation has, again, developed in its own way. And so that's, again, the beauty of everyone's character. And so I think that as Paul is instructing here, the hope of the resurrection, of again, that death, it seems to sway in the minds of many. We would probably look at instances in our life and the difficulty of having to bury someone. We would also equate that death does not discriminate. It comes in basically all ages, either young, old, middle-aged. And so we know that there is a time in which we shall pass. But in the realm of how the Christian faith undergirds us as we read this passage, it implies a stronger truth that's even in the midst of something that's so fearful and to some degree so unknown, is that the death is not the finality, and that is not the victor, and nor is it something that should be looked upon as being over us in a way that brings us to some frailty or some kind of fragile mentality, I guess. And so as we kind of read these words and 1 Corinthians 15, Paul is recognizing the truth that there are some, even then in the church, that were probably struggling with some thoughts, but they needed encouragement, just as we need encouragement and direction in the midst of our minds that can go in a million different directions. And so it's easily done, to say the least. And so I think the way and how Paul says about being immovable. You know, there are many trees in our yard in the back. There's one that's always kind of had some significance, I guess. It's an old cedar tree out here by the building. It's been there for a while. And, you know, it's been trimmed some, and it keeps growing and growing and growing, and, you know, it's evergreen. And so as I've been here through the years and watched that tree, it's not moving. There's been storms. Recently, we even had some hail. It was pretty substantial. It actually covered the whole ground, And it was a hell of a day, right? Yeah, anyway, I got that from my father-in-law. Went through and, you know, some storms and some heavy rains. Those things that blew. Yeah, in some ways, Paul is reminding us in his word as he's describing what the resurrection means for us as believers. There's a lot of stuff in life. There's a lot of, as we've talked about, tongues and prophecies and all these things that seem so mysterious within the confines of what people have obligated themselves to get into great conflict over, of arguing about speaking in tongues or not and the power of God. And that's a whole nother thing. But here Paul is implying, be sure of one thing. Death is not the finality. And in the midst of life and where we stand and all the things that come about as we progress again in our age and as we see the things that happen and as it swirls, maybe we've never experienced this before, we can be immovable because of Christ. And what sin had corrupted and created and caused death, that no more is that the case because of what Christ has accomplished for us. So we can stand. And we can bear these things. And we can take his yoke, for it's easy. So we rest in that assurance as believers. The resurrection power that's found in Jesus Christ. The Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.